Senate will come to order. Members may indicate their presence by voting.
The roll shows all members present.
Prayer by the chaplain, Father Dale Sorrell.
Let us pray. Accept our morning offering of prayer, O Lord. When all the give and take of debate in this chamber has been heard, and the demands of politics have been satisfied, then in the solitude and liberty of our innermost selves, may the counsel of your voice be clearly heard. Amen.
Certification of the journal.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 39th legislative day.
Senator Cotilla.
Mr. President, for no additional corrections, I move and ask unanimous consent.
Senate, I'll come to order.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal be approved as read.
Senator Cotilla moves and asks unanimous consent for certification of the journal. Without objection, journal certified. Introduction of guests. Senator Cotilla.
Mr. President, the gallery today has been brought to my attention that there are members of the State Army Commission, Joe Anderson, Sheila Gallagher, and Sig Strandberg.
Senator Orsini.
Mr. President, I have a couple of constituents in the gallery on the other side of the room here. Roll on Guy Clark Engel. Much more attractive constituent, Nancy Reardon, daughter of Jim Reardon.
Senator Bradley.
Mr. President, Senator Orsini stole the introduction of two of my close friends, but I still have one more. Mr. Ron Hayes, a well-known guy that usually gets what he went after.
Further, Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, in the gallery behind me is a good personal friend and a local dentist from Anchorage, Dr. Jerry Stranick.
Further introductions?
Mr. President.
Senator Cotilla.
Mr. President, with a little departure from the usual tradition, it gives me a great deal of pleasure to have your former assistant, Bill McGuire, introduce the gentleman with him, C. Wood.
Thank you. I'd like to introduce Ben Agee, President of RCA.
Further introductions? Senate Standard E. Senate will come to order. Messages from the governor.
We have a message dated February 19 regarding committee sub for House Bill 550 amended in the Senate. This has been distributed to all members.
Does every senator have a copy of the governor's veto message? Further messages from the governor?
I have no further messages.
Messages from the House?
The House has passed Senate Bill 607, Budget Information Available to Legislature, with the following amendment. Page 1, line 12, after year, change the period to a comma and add, except that following a gubernatorial election year, the advanced copy shall be provided by the second Monday in January.
Stand at ease. Come to order. Senator Ray.
I apologize, Mr. President. I was reading the veto message here and it was so enraptured that I didn't hear it. Yes, I would agree that the Senate concur in the House amendments.
Senator Ray moves that the Senate concur in the House amendments to Senate Bill 607. Do you ask unanimous consent?
I do.
Unanimous consent has been requested. Is there objection? Without objection, the Senate has concurred in the House amendments to Senate Bill 607. Further messages from the House.
The House has passed committee substitute for House Bill 606 amended by the Judiciary Committee entitled An Act Relating to Appointments to Vacancies in the Office of United States Senator.
State Affairs.
Mr.
I have no further messages from the House.
Communications?
I have none.
Reports of standing committees?
The Judiciary Committee has had Senate Bill 670, number of Superior Court judges, under consideration, and the majority of the committee recommends it do pass. There's a letter of intent attached. Report was signed by Senator Ziegler, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Miller, Meeland, and Poland. Senator Tillian had no recommendation. There's an informal fiscal note also attached. 670 as a further referral to finance. Judiciary Committee has had Senate Bill 671, Appointment and Qualifications of Acting Magistrates, under consideration, and the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Ziegler, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Miller, Meeland, and Tillian. 671 has no further referrals.
Ruled.
The Judiciary Committee has had Senate Bill 672, Small Claims and Magistrate Jurisdiction, under consideration, and the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Ziegler, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Miller, Meeland, and Tillian. 672 has no further referrals.
Ruled.
Judiciary Committee has had Senate Bill 673, Judicial Appointments, under consideration. The majority of the committee recommends it do pass. Report was signed by Senator Ziegler, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Miller and Meeland. Senator Tillian had no recommendation. 673 has no further referrals.
Ruled.
The Finance Committee has had Senate Bill 640, Special Appropriation to Action for the Foster Grandparent Program, under consideration. The majority of the committee recommends it do pass. Report was signed by Senator Ray, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Rader, Chance, Poland, Sackett, and Ferguson. Senator Butrovich had no recommendation. 640 has no further referrals.
Rules.
The Finance Committee has had Senate Bill 664, Making of Reparations to the Taxpayer for Late Payment of Tax Refunds, under consideration, and the majority of the committee recommends it do pass. Report was signed by Senator Ray, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Rader, Chance, Poland, Sackett, and Ferguson. Senator Butrovich had no recommendation. 664 has no further referrals.
Ruled.
I have no further standing committee reports.
Reports of special committees?
I have none.
Introduction of resolutions.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 83 by the Judiciary Committee by request supporting the governor's position for a delay in offshore lease sales for the Gulf of Alaska.
Resources. Senator Miller.
Mr. President, I just might, by way of explanation, explain that Senator Ziegler permitted me as a member of the Judiciary Committee to introduce that resolution by request. It doesn't necessarily reflect the sentiment of the Judiciary Committee. At this time, I thank the Senator for his answer.
Introduction of Senate bills.
Senate Bill Number 678 by the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee, entitled An Act Relating to the Public School Foundation Program and Providing for an Effective Date.
Health, Education, and Social Services, Finance.
Senate Bill 679 by the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee, entitled An Act Relating to the Public School Foundation Program and Providing for an Effective Date.
Health, Education, and Social Services, Finance.
I have no further bills for introduction.
Bring us down to consideration of the daily calendar. Senator Cotilla.
Mr. President, I'm asking consent to recess to call the sheriff's purposes of
Senator Cotilla moves and asks unanimous consent the Senate stand in recess to call the sheriff for the purposes of the Democratic Party caucus. Without a Republican will caucus at the same time in a different place. Without objection, the Senate will come to order. Senator Cotilla.
Mr. President, I'm asking consent to refer to the calendar.
That objection will revert to communications.
Have a memorandum from Jay Hogan, Director, Legislative Finance Division. Following a long period of frustrating delays, we are now able to announce the successful implementation of a substantial portion of the online or terminal operation of the legislation history system. Barring electrical or equipment failures, members and the general public will be able to obtain the following information Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 12 noon and 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. from the terminals located on the first and second floors of the Capitol Building. 1. Bill status. Enter the bill number and the terminal will display the bill's title, its sponsors, and current status. 2. Sponsor summary. Enter the sponsor's name and the terminal will display a list of all bills introduced by the sponsor and their current status. 3, committee summary. Enter the committee name and the terminal will display all bills in the committee in bill number order, showing title, sponsor, and the date the bill was referred to committee. 4, bill history. Unfortunately, the bill history program is much more difficult to complete than originally anticipated. This information will be made available as soon as possible. The instructions for this will be the same as for bill status, i.e., enter the bill number. Incorrect information listed in any of the reports should be reported to Susan Andrews or Carol Biggs for correction in the following day's display. System failure should be reported to Jim Walker. Included for reference is a copy of the terminal operating instruction sheet. That's the only communication we have.
That objection, that'll appear in the supplementary journal. Senator Ziegler. Without objection, we're two standing committee reports.
The Judiciary Committee has had Senate Bill 354 relating to limited liability companies under consideration, and the majority of the committee has no recommendation. Senator Ziegler, chairman, signed do pass. The report recommends it be replaced with a committee sub with an amendment. Senator Ziegler signed do pass. Senators Miller, Meehan, Poland, and Tillian had no recommendation. There is a letter of intent attached.
Senator Ziegler. Senator Ziegler moves and asks unanimous consent that the letter of intent of the Judiciary Committee be placed in the journal without objection. Those appear in the journal. Further reports of standing committees.
Senate Bill 354 has no further referrals.
Ruled.
I have no further standing committee reports.
Bring this down to consideration of the daily calendar. Senator Pullen. Senate will stand at ease.
Before and after.
Senate will come to order. Speaking of blood pressure, some of you have already seen Monday's calendar. There's a typographical error in it. It should be 2 o'clock Monday afternoon instead of 10 o'clock Monday morning. We have before us second reading, Senate Joint Resolution 47.
Senate Joint Resolution number 47 by the Resources Committee relating to congressional action on H.R. 200. The Resources Committee considered this bill. Sorry, Mr. President, can we have an at ease? The Resources Committee considered this resolution, and the committee recommends that it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Poland, chairman, and concurred in by Senators Croft, Rohde, Rader, Orsini, Meeland, and Butrovich. I have no amendments.
Senator Cotillo.
President, absent of any amendments, I move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Joint Resolution 47 be considered engrossed, pass third reading, place final passage.
I didn't hear anything. Senator Miller? I didn't hear the majority leader make any motion. Further discussion? Senator Cotillo has moved and asked unanimous consent that Senate Joint Resolution 47 be advanced from second to third reading, placed for you on final passage. Without objection, before us in third reading, Senate Joint Resolution 47.
Senate Joint Resolution number 47 relating to congressional action on H.R. 200.
Your discussion? Senator Miller?
Mr. President, just one minor point. I suspect it will be taken care of by the Secretary. Generally, joint resolutions are a final paragraph directed to whom they will be sent.
It will be sent. Further discussion? You're ready to vote? Question is, shall Senate Joint Resolution 47 pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Every senator voted. Secretary will lock the roll. Any senator desire to change his vote? Secretary will take the roll.
The roll shows 20 yeas.
The Senate Joint Resolution Number 47 passed the Senate. Before us in second reading, Senate Bill 491. Senator Rader.
I move that Senate Bill 491 be referred back to the Rules Committee.
Senator Rader moves that Senate Bill 491 be returned to the Rules Committee. Senator Rader, you have the floor.
Mr. President, there are a number of us who feel that 491 standing by itself would seriously impact the financing and the budgetary process that's going on in some of the major districts in the state. We also believe that there will be other bills coming by which should be a companion with this bill. For that reason, and I'm also led to believe that the other bills will probably be available within a week or 10 days. For that reason, I make a motion to return.
Ask unanimous consent. Senator Wright? Senator Rader asks unanimous consent that Senate Bill 491 be referred to the Rules Committee. Without objection, 491 is returned to the Rules Committee. We have before us in second reading House Bill 120.
House Bill Number 120 by Representative Byrne, entitled An Act Relating to Eye Examinations for Needy Persons and Providing for an Effective Date. On May 31st of 1975, the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered this bill, and the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Holman, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Ferguson, Coletta, Chance, and Bradley. The bill was on the calendar February 9 of this year and referred to the Finance Committee. The Finance Committee considered the bill and recommends be replaced with a Senate Committee substitute. The report was signed by Senator Ray, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Butrovich, Chance, Poland, Sackett, and Rader.
Senator Rader? Senator Wright? Either or both. Senator Ray, I'm sorry. I apologize. Senator Ray.
Mr. President,
Senator Ray moves the adoption of the Finance Committee substitute. You have the floor, Senator Ray.
The reason that we put a committee substitute is that the original bill provided for refraction and eye examination only. In other words, a needy person who was found to need glasses or would have no method other than maybe a badge that would say, I need glasses, and then would go on about his business. So we thought that it was a little more important than that, that we should provide glasses when called for. So we added the additional language, eyeglasses prescribed by a physician skilled in the disease of the eye or by an optometrist. And then we added an additional paragraph in section 2, which prescribes eyeglasses. Therefore, I would ask unanimous consent. Before I do that, the additional cost would be approximately $30,000 to provide these eyeglasses.
Senator Ray asks unanimous consent for the adoption of the Finance Committee substitute. Is there objection?
I do object.
Senator Kutula objects. You have the floor.
The question on line 23 here, eyeglasses or lenses including frames necessary in other age divisions prescribed by a physician with skill and disease in the eye or by an optometrist. I presume you debated somewhat, knowing the rather conservative nature of the Finance Committee, the possibility of prescribing other than glasses, prescribing contact lenses at several hundred dollars a platter, when the glasses would be quite adequate except for perhaps cosmetic reasons. I'm just a bit concerned on that.
Senator Ray?
Mr. President, we did discuss several of the things that the majority leader has brought up, and if he would look at the composition of the Senate Finance Committee, he would find that we are indeed more on the conservative side than on the liberal side. And I'm sure that you'll find that no, this will be monitored very closely. There will be no reason to take advantage of a program for the needs such as this provides.
Senator Ziegler?
I think a physician skilled in diseases of the eye would be an ophthalmologist. And I also see an optometrist. And don't we have a third type of professional
Senator Wright?
I have no knowledge as to just exact what the duties of office is or are. The language in the contained within here is that language that is contained within the federal, and which provides part of the funding. In fact, it would be matched 50-50 with federal funds. We did take the exact language from the federal guidelines.
Mr. President.
Senator Curtillo.
And perhaps we went through the substantial debate on the Dr. Fritz case hardening of eyeglasses. And in that, it seems to me the oculist is also an MD. And I think ophthalmologist takes care of the oculist.
Senator Ray?
Well, perhaps a physician skilled in disease of the eye. I don't know if an oculist is that or not, but I suppose that he is. If not, I would be so advised, and I certainly hope that we don't have to take this back to committee.
Is there further discussion? The question is, shall the Senate Finance Committee substitute be adopted?
I haven't asked.
Yes, since been requested, there has been an objection by Senator.
I withdraw my objection.
Senator Curtillo withdraws his objection. Is there further objection? Without objection, then, Finance Committee substitute's been adopted.
Senate Committee sub for House Bill 120 by the Finance Committee, entitled An Act Relating to Eye Examinations for Needy Persons and Providing for an Effective Date.
Sir, are there any amendments?
I have no amendments.
Senator Curtillo?
President, absence, any amendments, and Luminax announced consent committee substitute for House Bill 120 to consider the gross pass, third reading, place upon passage.
Senator Curtillo moves and asks unanimous consent that House Bill 120 be advanced from second to third reading, placed before you on final passage. Without objection, we have before us in third reading House Bill 120.
Senate Committee sub for House Bill 120, entitled An Act Relating to Eye Examinations for Needy Persons and Providing for an Effective Date.
Senator Wright?
Just briefly, Mr. President, it's estimated by the Department of Health and Social Services that there will be approximately 1,150 people or persons who have used optometric services provided under this bill.
Further discussion? Senator Curtillo?
Since we are now taped, I think it's well to note for the record that we're not very interested in cosmetics. We're interested in supplying needy people with the necessary eye facility, eyeglasses, eye examinations. And I think that it should be a matter of record of this Senate that it is not intended that we supply something more than that.
Further discussion? Ready to vote? Question is, shall House Bill 120 pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Every senator voted. Secretary will lock the roll. Any senator desire to change his vote? Secretary will take the roll.
The roll shows 20 yeas.
Senator Curtillo.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the bill be considered the vote on the effective date clause.
Senator Curtillo moves and asks unanimous consent that the vote on the bill be considered the vote on the effective date clause. Without objection, then, House Bill 120, effective date clause, has passed the Senate. I have before us in second reading House Bill 424.
House Bill number 424 by the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee by request, entitled An Act Relating to the Membership of the Advisory Board on Alcoholism. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee on February 13, 1976. Considered this bill and recommends be replaced with a Senate committee substitute. The report was signed by Senator Ferguson, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Chance and Bradley. I'm sure it's 76.
Senator Chance?
I would move the adoption of committee substitute.
Senator Chance moves the adoption of the Health, Education, and Social Service Committee substitute. You have the floor, Senator Chance.
It was determined with the original bill, the reason Alcoholics Anonymous was being deleted was that members of Alcoholics Anonymous are not identified as spokesmen for their organization. So the Board on Alcoholism had requested that that be changed so that they would be able to bring the membership up to full standing. There was some discussion about recovered alcoholics, and the committee decided that the thing to do would be delete that portion altogether. So the change in the committee substitute is deleting the reference to Alcoholics Anonymous and to maintain the 9 members on the advisory commission, put 2 under that section 3 there. Two shall be persons who have evidenced an interest in the problems of alcoholism and who have knowledge of the social problems encountered in the rehabilitation of alcoholics.
Senator Ray?
Mr. President, just briefly, as a member of the, in fact, I believe I was one of the prime sponsors of the original legislation when it was presented in the House, along with Senator Era, Representative Josephson, and I don't know, I think maybe Representative Miller at that time. The very problem that we speak of here about the Alcoholics Anonymous was brought up at that time, and it was debated at length in the House. We could never make up our mind whether we could find out exactly who a person was, so it was felt that the door or the avenue would be left open if somebody was a member of Alcoholics Anonymous that did want to reveal who he was, he could come and be a member. So far, apparently, that's 5 or 6 years ago, and nobody has come forward as a member of Alcoholics Anonymous to take the position. So I would say that the HES committee has addressed itself to what's the problem, and I would support the bill.
Senator Pullen?
Recovered alcoholic, you would have possibly the same problem, or you might even have a worse problem. The reformed or the conscious or reformed drunk, the one that goes around announcing that he is a reformed drunk, and usually is beating a drum to a different tune than what the people with interest in problems with alcoholism want to hear. In other words, usually it's a self-enlightened interest. So rather than to have somebody say, I have a recovered alcoholic. Well, for what reason would you say that? But if you could go and say, I did have a problem as a problem drinker or a problem with alcoholism, and I am sincerely interested, and I will evidence an interest in the problem of alcoholism, and who has a personal knowledge of the social problems encountered in the rehabilitation of an alcoholic, that would very easily and very well take care of a recovered alcoholic.
Further discussion?
I ask unanimous consent.
Senator Chance asks unanimous consent for the adoption of the Health, Education, and Social Service Committee substitute. Is there objection? Without objection, committee substitute is adopted.
Senate Committee Sub for House Bill 424, entitled An Act Relating to Membership of the Advisory Board on Alcoholism.
Are there any amendments?
I have no amendments.
Senator Cotulla?
Mr. President, in absence of any amendments, I move and ask unanimous consent that
Senator Cotulla moves and asks unanimous consent that House Bill 424 be advanced from second to third reading, placed for you on final passage. Without objection, before us in third reading, House Bill 424.
Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 424, entitled An Act Relating to Membership of the Advisory Board on Alcoholism.
Further discussion? Ready to vote? Question is, shall House Bill 424 pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Every senator voted. Secretary, I'll lock the roll. Any senator desire to change his vote? Secretary, I'll take the roll.
The roll shows 20 yeas.
House Bill 424 has passed the Senate. Senator Miller? Senate stand at ease. I'll come to order. That concludes the daily calendar. Brings us down to unfinished business. Special orders.
Mr. President.
Senator Meehan.
I wonder if I might have the privilege of the floor to discuss something that's been keeping me awake at night.
If you're sure you want it, you can. Without objection, you have the floor.
I think it all started a couple weeks ago or so, and the Anchor Times took on the Honorable William Ray over there, and also you too, Mr. President. And it seems like name calling is getting to be real popular. Now the press, of course, has taken on Representative Sullivan, who on her toothbrush bill, and calling her an idiot. And maybe she has a good deal, or I don't know. But I don't like to have one of my colleagues called an idiot. Then they've taken on my good senator over here, Joe Orsini, and he says, the press says that he's bordering on a lunatic fringe or something like that. But the one that I'm really after is not Senator Orsini, but the man sitting next to him, who I figure is a very good legislator. But I do resent a week ago being called a bigoted clown and having the man shake his finger at me and wave his arms around. Then yesterday, I guess it was, he gets up and does the same thing, only this time he's calling us all phony hypocrites. And I do resent that. Senator Tillion, if you want to call people phony bigots and clowns and things like that, go back to your own country at Halibut Cove and tell them all this. Because when you get up and do that, you look real silly. But you can't imagine how you look in one of my nightmares. Thank you.
Senator Curtula, without objection, you have the floor.
Mr. President, it just brought to my attention, so I do not have an opportunity to check with Mr. Jackman on the reasons, and perhaps he would give them to us anyway, for his resignation from the Federal State Land Use Committee. Since I intend to have a great deal to say about the problems of that to which he addressed himself before the Natural Resources Committee of this body a few days ago, within a land trade, I would say that I hope that Mr. Jackman's leaving in no way is a result of the fact that he took other than the administration's line, because that is, of course, supposed to be an independent body with a non-political emphasis. However, that's as strong as I can make a statement on the subject, only because I haven't had a chance to talk to Mr. Jackman. It is very strange and somewhat coincidental that he should resign immediately after taking a line that's somewhat disagreement with the policy of the Department of Natural Resources and apparently this administration. I'm very distressed to see him leave, and certainly under that circumstances, we should all be distressed. Further report.
Further special orders? Senator Ferguson?
Mr. President, I move National Unanimous Consent to that other excuse for recall of the Senate to Monday the 23rd.
Senator Ferguson moves and asks unanimous consent that he be excused from a call of the Senate on Monday, February 23rd. Without objection. Ferguson, excuse me, call the Senate. Further special orders? Now, announcement or special orders? Without it, Senator Pullen?
I've debated on whether or not to make any comments on what special orders
are. Without objection? Without objection, you have the floor.
I was very distressed to hear the news of Mr. Jackman's resignation this morning, and I have not had an opportunity to speak with him either. I do feel that it's placed an extra burden on those of us who listen to all the testimony to have this resignation come at this time. It's really made it extremely difficult to
Further special orders?
I do have something for emergency announcements here. Any person that wishes to take the car to the airport, will be leaving here at 11:40. Skip just sent me this message.
Senator Rohde?
May we move up the gallery with that?
Without objection, you have the floor.
I see in the gallery behind me two of my favorite constituents and mother and father, Representative Joe McKinnon, Mary and Hank McKinnon.
Announcement of committee meetings. Senator Rader?
The joint gas impact pipeline hearing will continue at 1 o'clock in the court building.
Senator Huber?
Mr. President, the Senate State Affairs Committee will continue to meet this afternoon with the joint pipeline committee.
Senator Poland?
Mr. President, the Senate Resources will continue to meet this afternoon.
Senator Ray?
Mr. President, the Finance Committee will continue to work over the weekend, both Saturday, Sunday, and Monday morning. Subcommittee work. They will not meet Tuesday afternoon or Monday afternoon, but they will meet on budget closing, on administration of justice, official review on Tuesday at 2 o'clock.
Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I'd like to make an announcement. The Juneau Republicans will again annually honor one of America's great presidents with their Lincoln Day dinner this evening at the Hilton Hotel. Cocktails are at 7, dinner is at 8. The price of admission is $12.50, and it's open to all of you.
Is that a living president? Senator Ray?
Under announcements, this is not a committee meeting, but I would hope that all of us would form a committee of the whole and go down. Once more, I would remind you about the museum, the Friends of the Glass State Museum again, to remind you that they will have an open house from 2 to 5 p.m. on Sunday. September 22nd will be well worth your while to go there, because I hope it's going to be something very special besides myself.
Senator Rohde.
Does that mean that Senator Ray will take his budget books with him to the museum opening?
Further announcement of committee meeting. Senator Curtula.
Yes, Mr. President. Judiciary will meet Sunday at 1:30. Mr. President, we would have had the malpractice bill before us yesterday today. The consul to the committee was ill, so I presume we'll have it out of committee next Tuesday. Mr. President, a reminder, last Dental Society reception tonight at 5:30 to 7:30 in Gold Room, Baron Hall. President, no further action before this body and even asking that consent that we adjourn until 2 p.m. Monday.
Senator Curtula moves and asks unanimous consent the Senate stand in adjournment until 2 p.m. Monday afternoon. Without objection, we're adjourned.
Back to